Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Yevamos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav. Ben Tesha Shonim Yom Echad. This boy is 9 years old and a day. In other words, he reached his 9th birthday. Basically, this is Negeya to anyone between 9 and 13. Lamaisa, he's a cotton. So he can't be Makadish. On the other hand, Yivam is not necessarily based on being able to be Makadish, old enough to be Makadish. But Yivam may not necessarily need someone that's a Gadol. He's old enough to do Yivam. So, Ben Tesha Shana V'Yemecha, this child, from 9 years old and on, who paisel al yedei achim, he would passel the Yivama to his other brothers, who are Gedolim, either being Meyavim her, or making a Maimer with her. For that matter, if he gave her a get, he would passel her to the other brothers. Zakta bat tanura, even though the get is not considered mamish a get, and the maimer is not considered a real full-fledged maimer, but it's enough to passel the other brothers. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayta, the ha'achim, paislin al yodoy. His brothers who are gedolim, if they were meyavim her, or did a maimer with her, he can't do yivim with her anymore. Ella, the only thing you have to know is Shehu Paisel Tchila. If the first thing that happened over here is that this Ben Tesha Shonam Yom Echad did a Maimer again is like Kiddushin, so he'll pass to the other brothers. But if his older brother did a Maimer, and afterwards he did a Maimer, he doesn't pass from the other brothers. That's just by a Maimer. But if he actually lived with her, if he was Miyavim her, then he always passes. So it doesn't make a difference if it's before the other brothers did anything or not. And the Gemara says really there's something missing from the Mishnah. The Mishnah should be read as follows. If you take a look in the Bat Tanura, El Shehu Paisel Tchil. He passes only to start with. The Achim, the brothers, Paisel, they will pass Lim Tchil of Asaf. Whether they did their Maimer before him or after him. But the Mishnah should read Bamedvar Memurim B'Maimer, if we're talking about a Maimer. Avol Bia. But if the Ben Tesh Hashonim, the Yom Echad, actually lived with her, even after the Maimer of the brother, he will passel her. And on this, the Mishnah asks, Ketzad? How so? What is the specific case? Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Ben Tesh Hashonim Yom Echad, Shebal Yavim, Toyef, a boy 9 years and one day, actually lived with the Yavama, he was Miyavim her. And he did so after one of his older brothers did a maimer, posel al yedei achin, he passels her from Yivim with any of the brothers. Because the bia, the living of a 9-year-old, is called that he was miyavim. Now, zakta mishnah, boyele achin, if after the 9-year-old was miyavim, one of the older brothers did the same thing, ve'asu b'maimer, or made a maimer with her, the son a get or gave her a get, oichalza, or they did chalitza, posel al yedei, they do passel the Ben Tesha Shonam Yemecha, the 9-year-old from the other brothers. So in that way, his Bia, his Yivam is Shvacher, is weaker than the Yivam of a Gadol. If an older brother was Meyavimer, it doesn't make a difference what the other brothers do. Maimer, Chalitza, Get, it's all a Purim Spiel, it's meaningless. There's no Maimer, there's no Chalitza, there's no Get. Once one brother is Meyavimer, she's a regular wife. But if only the Ben Tesha Shonam Yemecha did Bia, that bia is not strong enough to say that what the brothers do afterwards is not going to have an effect. So if a ben tesh hashanah b'yamecha does bia, meaning he lives with her, and the other brothers did a maimer or a get afterwards, or chalitza, they will passel her to him. So again, what did our Mishnah tell us? A ben tesh hashanah b'yamecha, which is a boy who reached the age of 9, he's into his 10th year, and the same would be true up until he's 13. If he was miyavim her, if he gave her a get, or he did a maimer, that's it, the other brothers can't take her. And if the other brothers were miyavim her, or they made a maimer, he, or for that matter, any other brother besides the one that did this, can no longer be miyavim her. The difference is, the maimer of the 9-year-old will only passel the other brothers if that's the first thing that happened. But if the other brothers did a maimer first, then his maimer, the 9-year-old's maimer afterwards, is not going to passel them. So the other brothers can passel both before his mimer or after his mimer. The 9-year-old can only passel if he started with the mimer. But that's just the mimer. If the 9-year-old was actually miyavim her, he does passel her for the other brothers. Then the Mishnah told us, even though he could be miyavim her and it passels around the other brothers, but in one way, his yivim is weaker, the 9-year-old, and that is that if after his yivim, the other brothers, one of the other brothers, did a mimer, gave a get, or chalitza, it's going to passel this woman to the 9-year-old. If he was a godla once he did yivim, the other brothers can't do anything. But being that he's only a ben teshesh on the yemechad, he's before 13, so his yivim is not strong enough to survive the mimer and the chalitza or the get that the other brothers will give afterwards. So basically, the bia, meaning the yivum, of a 9-year-old has the same halacha as the mimer of an adult.